You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lisa Channer, and I'm a director and performer here in the Twin Cities, and I am artistic director of Theater Novimost. There's this show called Superhero by two very talented performance makers who often work together, Samantha Johns and George McConnell. It's a devised piece, which means that everyone in the room is helping to make it happen. It's about what it means to be a superhero here and now, and I think it's going to be an examination of what's ordinary about being extra. So it's not about people with bigger muscles who can fly through the sky and save us, but what's the extraordinary in each one of us that we can call on when we want to? And I like the work of Samantha and George because it isn't sentimental, but it's actually very, very beautiful. And so you can sort of sit and watch big ideas being played out visually and with bodies and with words and with movement, but it never goes into a place that's sort of tugging at your heartstrings in a way that I can find manipulative sometimes in the theater. You just get to watch it unfold, and it's like a pure experience, kind of like music. Superhero opens tomorrow night and runs through July 21st at the Southern Theater in Minneapolis.
Hi, my name is Laura Van Zandt, and I'm a food and theater blogger for One Girl, Two Cities. I'm looking forward to seeing Remated. Remated is the story of local singer-songwriter Maida, and while she plays herself and several other characters in the show, she also performs her own original music throughout. Her music is a whole combination of things from pop to blues to funk, and I think she's just incredible. You'll learn about her experience growing up as a Korean adoptee in Minnesota, as well as her journey to South Korea to not only perform, but to meet her birth parents. When I saw the show last time, I just loved her way of incorporating her music into the show to really help tell her story and really help you understand what her life has been like. You can see Maida in her one-woman show, Remated, at the Bryant Lake Bowl Theater, July 12th through 15th.
Hi, my name is Annie Gulkey. I am going to be a junior at Cotter High School in Winona, and I am a super fan of the Great River Shakespeare Festival. It's just the best. So the shows that they're doing, there's All's Well That Ends Well. I think it's kind of like a dark comedy because it's not technically a tragedy because not everybody dies, and it's still kind of funny. And then Shakespeare in Love, and that's actually not a Shakespeare play. It is actually the story of part of Will Shakespeare's life. I've already seen it. It's great. Highly recommend. The last one, it's A Midsummer Night's Dream. And A Midsummer Night's Dream is just the reason why I love this festival so much. They incorporated songs of, like, modern day into the show, and they dance, and they, like, do hip-hop numbers, and they do it in such a way where a kid age 6 would be able to follow what's going on. And also, there is one more show. It's called Venus and Fur. I'm not going to see it because I'm 16 and it's a little bit too racy, but obviously still great quality. The Great River Shakespeare Festival runs through August 5th in Winona.